This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Despite test results that indicate lower levels of a dangerous toxin found in Dungeness crab off the Central Coast, the commercial fishery remains closed statewide. A massive algae bloom helped push up domoic acid levels in the crabs, closing the commercial season back in November. That has been financially devastating for those who depend on the season to make their living. Last week, Governor Brown asked the federal government to make a disaster declaration, which could open up funds for those affected. In the meantime, the Federal Small Business Administration, acting independently, is stepping in to offer assistance in the form of loans. David Reitz is with the SBA and says these loans can go as high as $2 million at 4% interest.
The main motivation here, unlike a regular loan, is to get people on their feet. They are very flexible both in their terms and also in the approval process. For example, if somebody's having a hard time because they haven't had any income, they can make the loan, give them the money to get their cash flow going, make their boat payments, etc. And it may be determined that they shouldn't even make any payments for a little while.
Field offices will be set up this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Morro Bay, and then on Monday and Tuesday of next week in Santa Barbara. Randall White, KCBX News.